You know, the race is on to get people vaccinated before we see potentially another surge in COVID cases. And recent data from Johns Hopkins University shows that there were more than 61,000 new U.S. cases reported on Wednesday. So on today's Ask the Expert, Dr. Ben Newman is a professor of biology and chief virologist at Texas A&M University. He joins us now in the KRLD Zoom room. Dr. Newman, we always love talking with you to get the newest science. We've seen some rumblings today out of Raleigh about maybe some increasing side effects with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
Yeah, potentially. Always very good to be here, I gotta say. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine is essentially pretty much the same as the way it's built as the AstraZeneca vaccine and also the Russian Sputnik vaccine. So on some level, you would expect that whatever goes for one probably goes for all of these. Now, I would say that with the AstraZeneca, where we have the most sort of concrete idea of what's going on, it's still a very, very rare side effect that you're getting blood clots, much lower than with many other medications that people would take every day, like something like birth control medication. Yeah, a lot higher risk. So that's why you hear people saying that the benefit still very much outweighs the risk on that one, I think.
We've been talking about the fact that there's a race to get more people vaccinated, but more cases are going up. Are testing numbers dropping as well? Are people just not getting tested enough? And are we getting an accurate count on the number of positive cases?
Yeah, that's a good question. There are a couple ways to look at that. The first one I would do is how many tests are we delivering? You know, just like McDonald's with those hamburgers. And the answer is that we're doing about half as many tests per day in Texas after the big freeze, whatever we call that, compared to before. So we went from average of about 100,000 tests a day to average of about 50,000 tests a day. And it has not really budged from that. So lower testing means, yeah, we are going to be missing some cases. And there's a greater potential for the virus to be sort of spreading just barely in your peripheral vision, but not quite in full view. And so that's the thing that we are watching for. We don't really see a big rise in the overall case numbers in the state yet. But I think your analogy of this being a race is a very good one. And I wish we'd run a little faster in this race, gotta say.
Now, speaking of race, I mean, we're not the only ones trying to get vaccinated. We forget, I think we're starting to get numb. The pandemic means worldwide, everyone is in this together. And with traveling starting to increase, we're seeing also new variants from India. There's just so much going on that it's almost like, or what is your opinion, I guess I should ask, on opening borders or allowing people to travel again without, you know, having to show that they're, you know, vaccinated? Does that concern you at all?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It concerns me that people are traveling, at least recreationally at all right now. I'm not as much worried about what viruses we have in other parts of the world, I guess. But when you go on vacation, you know, you check some part of your mind at the door. Nobody goes on vacation to be on full lockdown, maximum prevention. That's just not how people work. Now, I think there is also a case that there are probably a lot more interesting variants right here under our nose than we would find maybe in other parts of the world, just because pound for pound, the U.S. is not really pulling its weight yet in terms of how many viruses we're sequencing. So there's more to do.
There's the variant that came out of California just this week talking about a double variant now.
Yes, that's the one which has also been identified over in India. Yeah, it's kind of an interesting variant. I had a look at that one. So there are three big parts on the spike protein where if the virus changes in a certain way, that seems to be associated with, you know, it might be a little bit more severe or it might be easier to spread. And I think this has two of those parts changed a little bit, but the UK variant has three of those parts changed. So I think it's up there, but it's not necessarily my top contender at the moment. I think the concern is that it may be a little bit more resistant to vaccination. And there are actually several different lines of the virus where it seems to be picking up some of these vaccination-resistant mutations. And so I think that's not as much of a problem right now, but I think that's going to be the sort of the last out to get out of these innings are going to be finding a way to get rid of those difficult variants.
Dr. Newman, we are just so grateful to be able to speak with a scientist in real time as all of this is being discovered and for you to break it down for us. We love the conversations. We appreciate it. Thank you so much, and we wish you well.
Always happy to help.
Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.